Greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stahls for sharing with y'all. We live here in Central Georgia. And I've been, so far this week, I've been sharing out of the book of Hosea. You know, I realize phone message is maybe more supposed to be a meditation, an uplifting meditation, but I think it's also wise to look at the scripture, to look at the scripture in its entirety, and to look at some of these chapters that we kind of like to avoid, and we can learn from them. We can, you know, we can learn from our mistakes. I've seen a friend gave us a little magnet that we can that you can put on a stick on a refrigerator or somewhere, and it says, "I learned so much from my mistakes. I think I'll make a few more." Well, that's just kind of a little bit of humor, but I think as we look at Scripture and we see the mistakes that they made, we can learn. We can. And that's why I like some of these Old Testament books, some of your prophecies and the Hosea and Jeremiah, and some of them where it's Lamentations, where it's more of a book of lamenting of the state of Israel, and rightfully so, because the moral society was decaying fast. And here in Chapter 6, it starts out in the people. It's Israel's reply to God's admonishment. They say, "Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day and he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared, and his morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth." And God's response back to them, "O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as the morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away." He's saying their goodness is like fog. You know, we have that morning cloud, and it is so foggy. We can't see. It's treacherous to drive. But, you know, very soon it's gone away. And the sun comes out, it chases away, and it turns to be a beautiful day. And he's saying that's how their goodness is. It's like the morning cloud. It's there for a little bit, then it goes away. "Therefore have I hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by thy words of the mouth, and the judgments are as the light that goes forth. For I have desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." You know, they even in their wicked state, they would still do offerings. They would still do some of these traditional things just to try to appease God. And what I see in the first three verses here, it's almost like they think they are in control. They're saying, "Come, let us return to the Lord. You know, let's get right, and then God will send us the rain. God will be our friend again." You know, it's not what God can do for us. It's sometimes we need to look and surrender our lives to the Lord and not expect all kinds of great blessings. You know, that's where they were at. They should have known that they were walking in sin. How can they expect to get all kinds of great blessings just because they get right? It's almost like they had a warped view of God. "But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. there have they dwelt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. And as troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. And God is just responding back to him. God, you know, I do think if there would have been a true repentance, God would have turned his anger away from them, and he would have accepted them. But he's not a wishy-washy God that just because they cried out a little bit, he's going to say, oh, okay, it's okay. No, I still love you. No, God is finished with them. God has spoken judgment on them, and it's coming. And I think sometimes, you know, as I look at the moral state that our country is in, and I don't know where the point is of no return. You know, has God already spoken judgment on this land? I don't know if there would be a possibility for it to. I know there's many times that God, if people repent, God will repent from his anger, and he will again call them his people. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is whoredom in Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he has set a harvest for thee. When I return the captivity of my people, he's saying, Judah, your turn's coming. This the book of Hosea is more towards the tribe of Benjamin, which was the northern kingdom. But he keeps mentioning about Judah. Your turn is coming. It's just a matter of time. And I think it was about, I'm not sure how much later. It was quite a while later that Judah then also fell. But they did eventually fall because they also walked in sin and did not obey the law of the Lord. So I would like to just take this book here of Hosea, and as I share some of these chapters with you, not as a that we would not look at them as a heavy whip. That God is this mean God, but rather that we could learn from them, rather that we could learn from history, and we could see what happens when God's people turn away from him. You know, it's one thing about the wicked. It's one thing if the wicked just, you know, it seems the world is so full of wickedness. But it's when God's chosen people, the children of Israel, they were actually at one time right with God. They were his chosen people, and they turned away. And I think that's it almost seems like the penalty and the punishment is almost more severe, because these were people that knew better. These were people that had the law. These were people that were educated in what God wanted for them. It's not like they were some heathen tribe that had never heard the law. So I just pray it would just be an encouragement to you to stay strong, to lift up the cross of Christ, to lift it up high, and to worship the Lord. So God bless you today.